Now, if you've got a bucket of wings on your Super Bowl menu, you might want to think about this. Wings are white meat. The average American shopper almost always goes for white meat. We see white meat as healthier and tastier than dark. Notice how McDonald's brags that its chicken McNuggets are white meat. But what happens to all those unloved legs and thighs? Well, until recently, we've sent them overseas, mostly to Russia. But now Russia wants to wean itself off imported American chicken and boost its own poultry business. That leaves American producers with a dilemma. What to do with the back half of that chicken? Nadia Arumugam is a food writer in New York City. I asked her why American shoppers turn up their noses at dark meat.
I think there are a number of different reasons on a number of different levels. I think if you'd ask a shopper, they'd rationalize this aversion, and they'd probably say that thighs or drumsticks don't taste good, it's unhealthy, it's fatty. But I think there are also a lot of reasons that people aren't necessarily conscious of, that they're subliminal. And one of these, I would say, is that people don't like to be reminded that when they eat meat, it's actually part of an animal. And when you have a chicken leg in front of you, there's no denying that that's an animal limb.
Well, what is it that makes dark meat dark?
It's a chemical compound called myoglobin, and there's nothing scary about it. There's nothing dangerous about it. All it is myoglobin is a chemical compound that helps oxygen reach muscles. And if you think about a chicken, it spends most of its life on its legs, and therefore those legs are working and moving, and so those muscles will have a lot of myoglobin, and that's why the meat is dark. Whereas a breast on a chicken, because a chicken doesn't fly, those breasts aren't being moved very much and they're sort of relaxed, and so there's a lack of myoglobin, hence why the meat is pretty fair in color.
Now, is dark meat really that much fatter?
Well, I mean, there is a little bit more fat, but it really is marginal. I think this is well-publicized claim that breast meat is much healthier for you, and I really think to some degree that's erroneous. When you have skinless, well-trimmed dark meat, it's incredibly healthful. And when you look at data that's published by the USDA on their own website,
That's
when
the
it
U.S. Department of Agriculture.
exactly, when it comes to fat and calories, there's actually very little to distinguish between skinless chicken breasts and skinless thighs. The breasts have 114 calories. The thighs have 119, which basically means that if you did a couple of sit-ups, you'd burn off those extra calories. And again, it's similar in terms of fat. There really isn't much difference in it. And when it comes to nutrients, personally, I think dark meat really wins hands down. It has higher levels of iron. It has higher levels of zinc, theamine, riboflavin, and vitamin B. So you're really getting a good nutritional boost with dark meat.
I assume that dark meat is your personal preference because you're giving it a good rep here.
It is. I hope I didn't make that too obvious. I'm Malaysian myself, and so I really grew up on dark meat. And in our house, when we were young, we would always fight for the chicken legs, and the breasts would always sit there looking sad and paltry.
Now, if we have perhaps convinced some people to try a little bit of dark meat next time, do you have a favorite recipe?
I do. Personally, I love to stir fry with dark chicken meat, with boneless, skinless chicken thighs. And it's really no different than cooking with boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You cut it up into bite-sized pieces, but the real advantage is that it really stays really nice and moist. So what I do is I just cut it up into bite-sized pieces. I'll season it with some soy sauce, some ginger, some crushed garlic, a bit of sesame oil maybe, and then stir fry that up with, lots of fresh vegetables. And it's so quick, and I think it's very user-friendly and very accessible, and it's a great starting point for someone who wants to start cooking with dark meat.
Check out our website, npr.org, for a copy of Nadia Arumugam's recipe. Nadia Arumugam is a food writer. She's based in New York City. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Linda. It was great to talk to you.